بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، respected علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into this world. And we who live in this world, you have people from different religions, people from different countries, people with different backgrounds. And all the people of these various religions, various countries, various backgrounds, they have different ideas, different beliefs, different customs. And many times you will find that what one group of people regard to be correct, to be a true belief, another group or another religion will regard it as fallacy, incorrect, not a true belief. If you take Islam and compare it to another religion, Christianity for example, you'll find there are many differences, disagreements, what Islam says on one hand, and what the Christians say on the other hand. So many issues in this world we differ upon. However, there's one particular issue which every single person, whether the person is black or white, whether the person is young or old, no matter what religion the person may be ascribing to, even if the person is atheist, the person doesn't even follow religion, the person is doubting whether he is a creator or not, every single person will accept and agree, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every single person will agree that the day will come when every single person will have to pass away. If there was any person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have spared and allowed him to go on living, it would have been Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala said, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your enemies will pass away, the enemies of deen will pass away. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you will have to pass away. Death is something which no person can ever escape. There is no such thing as escaping death. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Quran Sharif says, wherever you may be, even if a person has to think that I will go into some castle, some fort, I'll lock myself behind gates and behind doors, in a high fortified place, and a person thinks in this place, in this fortified place, behind his doors and his walls and his gates, here I will be saved from death. Even there Allah Ta'ala says, أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت. Even there, the angel of death, Malakul Maut, the grim reaper, even there you will find this person, and Malakul Maut will extract the soul of this person. So there's no such thing as a person, every single person understands and accepts that you will pass on. However, my dear brothers, there's a big difference between how a mu'min, a believer, views death, and how many people out there view death. For many people out there, many other people, it is only the worldly life. There's no such thing as life after death. There's no such thing as accountability. No such thing as Jannat and Jahannam. Quran Sharif records what the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen time, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what were their belief? وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يَهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرَ. They would say that the life is only the worldly life. We come into this world, we spend our time in this world, our time comes to an end in this world, we pass away, and that is the end of the story. There is nothing after that. Many times the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mushrikeen would come before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with old bones of some animal, and in front of the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would take these bones and they would crush the bones. And we say, may you be with Allah, wahiya rameen. Ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you claiming, are you saying that Allah is going to bring this animal back to life again? After the bones have become fragmented, turned into soil, we do not believe in such a thing. So many of the kuffar, many of the people out there, is no such thing as life after death. Only this worldly life. The life, end of the life, signals the end of the journey. But for a believer, for you and I, who believe in a yawmul akhir, the last day, who believe in accountability, who believe in Jannah and believe in Jahannam, believe in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us understands that maut is not the end of the journey, but rather maut, death is only the beginning of the journey. For the believer, we understand that after a person's eyes close, that's when he will really understand what is the reality. A person has a long journey ahead of him. A believer understands that when I pass away, I have a very long journey in front of me. I have to be in my qabr. I have to be Christian in my qabr. I will have to stay in barzakh, the period between this world and the year after. Then I'll have to wake up for qiyamah. I'll be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if everlasting torment, may Allah save us, or everlasting mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. In one particular hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, "Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'." That person who wants to meet Allah, is longing to meet Allah, is waiting to meet Allah, then Allah ta'ala is waiting and longing to meet that person, subhanAllah. And that person, man kariha liqa' Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'. That person who despises, he does not want to meet Allah, he does not want to go to Allah, he does not want to move on to the mercy of Allah, then that person Allah despises, Allah does not want to see that person. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today, unfortunately, we have this group that is known as the Shia, who amongst their very ghastly acts, the evil acts, that they have the audacity to speak ill and use the worst words against the honorable personality of our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. I feel it a bit shameless for me to mention some of the words that they use to describe our honorable mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Quran Sharif calls Ummul Mu'mineen, one of the mothers of the believers. Nabi sallam passed away while he was resting upon the blessed chest of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and is buried in the home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas says, he once came to Aisha radiallahu anha and told her, "Oh Aisha, can I tell you something? The only thing stopping you from being reunited with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jannah is your home. Once you pass away, immediately you will be reunited with your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who longs to meet Allah, Allah is longing to meet him. And that person who does not want to meet Allah, Allah does not meet that person. She said, "Oh Nabi of Allah," we find that she was such a brilliant woman. That was a very important Christian, very what we call probing Christians. Those Christians that expected even more knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would always like to ask these intelligent and probing questions. So on this occasion again she asked the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "If that is the case, then all of us are in big trouble." Because naturally, many brothers, let's be honest about it, every one of us sitting here are fearing, are worried about passing away. We all have this fear. We all have apprehension. We are worried. We are concerned about passing away. Does that mean we do not want to meet Allah and return Allah does not want to meet us? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we meet trouble. All of us have this apprehension, this worry, this fear that we are going to pass away. So does that mean that we do not want to meet Allah and Allah does not want to meet us? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Aisha, I'm not talking about that. But what I'm talking about is that a believer, when he is passing away, when he is in the pangs of death, what we call sakaratul maut, he comes to that state, that Allah Ta'ala shows the mu'min, the believer, the righteous person, all the good Allah has prepared for him in the Akhirah. Akhirah is open to him. He sees what is happening, what is going to happen, what is going to receive. And he now wants to go to the mercy of Allah. He's happy to meet Allah now. He's happy to surrender his soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is happy, Allah is ready to welcome him. And a kafir, a disbeliever, an evil person, a sinful person, when he is passing away, then Allah Ta'ala comes and shows him, or the angel, he shows to him about the punishment and the torment Allah has in store for such a person. So this person, when he sees the torment and the adab that Allah has prepared for him, then this person does not want to move on to the Akhirah. He does not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala does not want to meet him. We find that this hadith is further explained in the lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabi Bara bin Azib says, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Qabr Islam, Medina Munawwara, and the grave hadn't been dug yet. The person had passed away, the Sahabi had passed away, radiallahu anhu, and he came to the graveyard, and the grave had not been dug yet. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down, the Sahaba sat down with great respect, he sat down before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very deep in thought. He had a stick in his hand, and you're scratching on the ground, very deep in thought. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raging disappeared. And he said, three times, Istaeedu billahi min adab al-qabr. O my Sahaba, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from the punishment of the grave. Ask Allah, make dua to Allah ta'ala to save you from the punishment of the grave. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain. He says, when a righteous person, a believer, a good person, a good doer, when he is about to leave this world, that Allah Ta'ala sends down angels from Jannah, beautiful wujud, they have shining bright faces, and they come from Jannah with the kafan of Jannah, with the shroud of Jannah, and they come from Jannah with the itam, with the fragrance of Jannah. And when the person who is about to pass away, lying on his bed, wherever he may be, his angels come and they sit on one side, as far as I can see, they sit and they wait. And then Malakul Maut comes, the grim reaper, the angel of death, he comes. And he comes and stands at the head of this person who is about to pass away. And he addresses the soul of this person. Ayyatuha al-nafsu al-tayyiba. Kanat fi jasad al-tayyib. Udkhuli hamidatan. That, O you blessed soul that lived in a blessed body, now surrender your soul. Come out, your soul come out. And receive the gratitude. Abshiri bi rawli wa rihan. Rabbil ghayri ghadban. And receive the glad tidings that you are about to go to an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has prepared for you never-ending relaxation, never-ending joy, never-ending happiness, never-ending provision from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbin ghayri ghadban. And you are going to an Allah who is waiting to meet you, who is very pleased with you, who is very happy with you. The Hadith Sharif says, when the soul hears this, it becomes elated, it becomes excited, and happily the soul, happily, when a habba liqa Allah, now is happy to meet Allah, it happily surrenders itself to Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut takes the soul of this person. And those angels that have come with the shiny faces, they come to Malakul Maut. Your job is done, we take over. These angels take the soul of the person. They put it into the shroud of Jannah. And they apply upon it the fragrance of Jannah. And now they begin to ascend with the soul towards the sky. And as they are ascending towards the sky, a beautiful fragrance emanating from the soul of this person. So other groups of malaika that are also ascending into the sky, we ask this group of malaika, then what is this beautiful smell? And what is, whose soul is this? So the malaika that are carrying the soul, they will reply, they do not know this is the soul of this person and this person. And all the wonderful names, all the wonderful qualities this person had. They say, you know, this is the soul of the generous person. This is the soul of that person who was very regular with the salah. This is the soul of that person who had very good akhlaq, and all the good qualities, all the good names he had. They will introduce the soul to other malaika with these names and these attributes. And then the soul will come to the first sky. And when it comes to the first sky, then it will ask permission to enter the sky. And they will ask, who is the soul that you have brought? And they will say, we brought the soul of a believer. And the soul will be allowed to go into the sky. Like that, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh sky. And when it comes into the seventh sky, then Allah Ta'ala will tell his malaika, that, O my malaika, write down the name of this person, Illiyin. Illiyin, as mentioned in the Quran. So what is Illiyin? It is the register. It is the scroll. It is the register of the names of the people of Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them. Those people are bound to go for Jannah, their names are written in them. So write the name of the servant of mine in the Illiyin, in the register of the people of Jannah. And then take his soul and put it back into his body in the grave. Why? Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. I created mankind from soil, and you will have to go back into the soil. The soul will put back in his body in the ground, in the soil. Wa fiha nu'idukum minha nukhrijukum dar ukhra. And once again, Allah will take our bodies out from the grave and dig of the earth. And then the soul will put back into the body of the person in the grave. And now the person name is grave. When his name is grave, two malaika, very intimidating, very scary, munkar and nakir, they will come to this person and they will ask and they will sit him up, make him sit up. And then they will ask him those three important questions. My dear brothers, in this world, a student is given an exam to learn for. And he's given the question that will come out in the exam and the answer to this exam. A child, a student can learn this thing, how we call it, parent fashion, learn it all. He does not understand a word, he is bahati. He can go back into the exam and spew it out
and not take a single thing to heart, and he can still get there. Rest marks will come out first. But in the grave, my dear brothers, it is not the tongue that will talk. It is not our mind or intelligence that will talk. Rather, it is the heart that will talk. And this heart Allah has given us is like a sponge, my dear brothers. If a person takes a sponge and he dips it into milk, when he squeezes it, what will he expect? He expects milk to come out. And we take the same sponge and he dips it into urine and he squeezes that sponge, you won't expect milk to come out, what you would expect urine to come out. Likewise, when we live in this world, what we put in our hearts. We put Allah in the sponge of our heart. We put Rasulullah in the sponge of our heart. That time in the grave, when our hearts will be squeezed and hindered and material to get the answer out. If the person had filled his heart with Allah and Allah's Rasulullah, then the right answer will come out. And ask him that, would ask him, man rabbukum, ma dinukum, ma hadha rajul alladhi bu'itha fikum. Three important questions. So important that it will mean the salvation of the person or destruction of the person. Who is your Lord? What is your deen? And who was this person sent to you? With the believer, because it filled his heart with Allah and his Rasulullah. He will say, my Lord is Allah, my deen is Islam, and the person sent to me was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Munkar and Nakir will ask him, how do you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You and I were 1400 years, we never saw the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we see him, how will we recognize him to be the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The person said, because I read the book of Allah, and I read about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I saw him, I knew exactly that this is the mission of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then the person will say, the voice will say, that this person has spoken the truth. So now my angels give this person his dream, bidding from Jannah. And open up for him a window to Jannah, so that I expand his grave as far as I can see. And let open up for him a window to Jannah, so that the cool breeze of Jannah can come to this person. And the person will be there in his grave, enjoying himself. And then a person will come to his grave, very good looking. And the inmate of the grave will say, who are you? Your face looks like a face of a person who brings a lot of good. So the person will say, I am your good action. I am your salah, I am your zakat, I am your akhlaq, I am your tilawat of Quran, all the good things you did. I'm here to help you, I'm here to make it easy for you. And this person in the grave will be thinking to himself, ya Allah, I am enjoying myself so much already. And this is not even Jannah, this is only my grave. Rabbi aqim as-saa, Rabbi aqim as-saa, please make Qiyamah come very quickly. Make Qiyamah come very quickly so that I can be reunited with my family. And my dear brother, Hadith Sharif says very quickly, on the other hand, may Allah save us, my dear brothers, an evil person, an evil doer, a kafir is passing away. Allah Ta'ala sends down angels from Jahannam, sudul wujud, dark faces, very scary, and they come with the sackcloth of Jahannam. And they come and they sit where the person's eye can see. And then Malakul Maut comes to the person and he addresses the soul. Oh, you filthy soul. Oh, you dirty soul who lived in a filthy, dirty body. Now come out of this body. And remember, you are about to go to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to have to drink the scalding, boiling hot water of Jahannam. And you will have to drink the pus and the nectar of the people of Jahannam. And other types of adab Allah has prepared for you. When the soul will hear this, and now he does not want to meet Allah, so the soul begins to run helter-skelter in the body. And then Malakul Maut, with great force, he will rip out the soul of this person. And when he rips out the soul of this person, those angels that have come from Jahannam, they will take the soul of the person, and they'll put him into the sackcloth, the kafan of Jahannam, and they'll begin to beat the soul up. Oh my Nabi, if only you could see that spectacle when my malaika take the soul of an evildoer, beating him, smiting him, slapping him, beating him up, and then the soul will be taken up towards the sky, and a very foul smell will be emanating from the soul of this person. So the malaika will say, what is the stench, what is the smell? In fact, the hadith he mentioned, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this smell, he took his shawl and he covered his nose to show what an evil smell will be coming from this person's soul. And then the malaika will say, you know this person, this is the kafir. This is the munafiq. This is the person who did not care about his salah. The person who did not discharge his zakah. The person who was cruel to others. He made zulm upon others. This evil soul. And then the soul be brought up to Jahannam, to the first sky, and ask for permission to enter into the sky. But the malaika will say, there's no permission for this dirty soul, this dirty soul he brought into the sky. The sky is in a far place, in a pure place, in no place for this dirty soul in the sky. And the soul is supposed to be taken and flung back into his body in the grave. And then when his soul put back into the body in the grave, Malakul Maut will come and will seat up his body. And again ask him the three questions. Man Rabbukum, Ma Deenukum, Wa Hadha Rajul Ladhi Bu'itha Fikum. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? What is your deen? And who was this man sent to? And this person, because in his life he never had Allah, he never had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't fill the sponge of his heart with the correct things, what would he say? Ha ha la agri, ha ha la agri. Dumbfounded, gobsmacked, no answer. Oh, I do not know, oh, I do not know, I do not know. So a voice of God, this person is a liar. So give this person now bedding from Jahannam. Open up a window to Jahannam in his grave so that the hot wind and the heat of Jahannam can reach in his grave. And close his grave upon him so that his ribs will go into each other. And the person today is suffering. And then an ugly looking person will come to him. And the ugly looking person will say, the person will say, who are you? He will say, I am an evil deed. I am discarding salah, not discharging zakat, gambling, lying, riba, interest, all the evil things you did in this world. I am here. And I am here to compound your problems. I am here to make it worse for you. And this person will be thinking, this is not even Jahannam. This is only my grave. And I'm suffering this. Rabbi la tukhzini sa'a. Allah Ta'ala, don't make Qiyamah come. Allah, I can't stand the adab of qabr. How will I ever understand that? I will be able to withstand the adab of akhirah. My dear friends, this issue of maut, qabr, life after death, jannah, jahannam, these are not fairy tales, my dear brothers. These are realities that you and I will one day have to face, my dear brothers. The reality of this world is, my dear brothers, no, they say that there's no guarantees in life. The only guarantee we have in our life is that we're going to die. Besides that, there are absolutely no guarantees in our life. Each one of us, my dear brothers, whatever I spoke about today, was not to make us frightened, but rather to prepare us for that day when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-kayyisu man dara nafsahu wa amila lima ba'dahu. Hadith Sharif says, who is an intelligent person? Not a doctor, not a alim, not a surgeon, not that person. Who is an intelligent person? A true intelligent person is that person who restrains himself and prepares for the life of the year after that's coming. And who is a stupid person? Who is a foolish person? Is not the person who did not pass the zikr. Barad is the person who just gives into his wounds and his fancies. Any haram that comes, he prepared to take it on. And he says, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. That is a foolish person. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. Our ulama suggest to us and he prescribe to us every night, instead of wasting time on that cell phone, the last moment before we go to sleep, we are sitting on our cell phone. Rather, before going to death, make muraqabah of maut. Think, I have passed away. Imagine that I have passed away. I'm lying there. My wife is crying. My children are crying. My parents are crying. People around me are crying. The people from the burial society have come. They have taken my body. They are washing my body. Janazah is being performed. Think about this every night before we go to sleep. Muraqabah to maut. Think about it. Hadith Sharif says, أَكْفِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِكِ الْمَذَارِ. Abundantly and frequently remember that thing that will bring an abrupt end to all the leisures and pleasures of the world. The person is enjoying life. He has the best of everything. And maut comes, all the enjoyment comes to him. So daily, when it happens, when it happens, it will make muraqabah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.